From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Imagine walking from Chicago, Illinois to Montgomery, Alabama. That's what 76-year-old Rochelle Zola is doing in an effort to bring attention to racial injustice. Along the way, Zola performs a one-woman show that shares both her story of learning about racism and the experiences of people of color in America. WBHM Sarah Gouvin spoke with her about her pilgrimage as she makes her way through Birmingham.
What made you want to take on this project? What inspired you?
I get callings, and I got this, like marching orders, I don't know, from the universe. It said, you're going to Chicago, and you're going to be engaged in the black and brown community. And they were asking me, they were asking themselves and asking me, who are you? Why is this 71-year-old white woman here? And what do you want to do? And I didn't even have an answer. I didn't even know. But I kept showing up, and then I knew because I started sharing their lived experiences. And it was amazing. And it's painful to say, and I say it every time, I never even thought about their lives. I didn't think about the depth of the trauma and the harm that they were experiencing every day. And so me as a white person, now to hear that in my 70s, it's shocking to come to this so late, knowing that I've never been challenged to look at that I live in a racist country.
So why do you think it was that you never were taught or just even thought about the experience of racism? Do you think that was because of your upbringing?
You know, I'm asked that a lot. I grew up, well, I'm 76. I grew up, I was born in Brooklyn, New York. And at age 9, my parents moved to Long Island, and that's where I was. And it was a totally white community. There are black communities. Looking back, there are communities that were mostly black. But I didn't even meet any. There was not one white black family where I lived. It's crazy. People say to me, do your parents sit around? Did you all sit around and just say you hated us? And I said, we never talked about you. No one challenged me. And I didn't even know there were questions to ask. So those are two pieces for me. You know, no one asked me. No one challenged me, and I didn't even know that I was supposed to ask any questions of myself.
So I want to ask about the walk portion of your project. What were you expecting from this journey, and what has the reality been like, especially about walking and doing this project in the Deep South?
Did I come down south thinking that I'm going to hear, hell no, because we don't want them here? I haven't gotten that. I haven't gotten that. I honestly did think I would. So I think the biggest surprise for me is the kindness all the way along the route. People be willing who want to participate with what I'm doing. In whatever way that looks like, giving me a ride, giving me a meal, just speaking with me, taping one of their stories, coming to the show.
What was it about walking that made you want to do that as the means to fight racism and racial disparity?
I enjoy walking, and I think I'm shocked by how empowering it feels for people to hear that I'm walking. So it's this idea that I'm willing to take the time, that I wasn't looking at it as empowering as other people are looking at it. It's really, thank you for taking the time to walk. Thank you for taking the time to meet people along your route. I don't even have the words for it because I'm actually surprised of the impact when someone hears I'm walking. It's like, you're walking. You're willing to do this. You're willing to get tired. You're willing to just keep talking to people. You're willing to put this white body out there for people to see.
That's Rochelle Zola speaking with WBHM Sarah Gouvin. Zola's one-woman show, Late, A Love Story, will be performed in Birmingham this Sunday at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Birmingham. For more information, go to late.love.